My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling, effervescent star of the Capital Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. You can catch them in person live at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday evening. And Elena, how are you?
Well, this week I think I'm doing better than Tom Cruise. How about you?
I think we all are doing better than Tom Cruise this week and many weeks. Other than the bank account, there's not much to envy there.
Yeah, most weeks he has the edge on us, I guess. But yeah, we'll take it.
Tom Cruise is, speaking of that bank account, Tom Cruise could be forking over a little bit more to the federal government if the president gets his way.
Oh, good segue. That's right. The president's been going around the country talking about taxes on the rich. I guess we have a little song about that today.
Yeah, absolutely right. Here's the president wanting to raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires, which translate to anyone making $250,000 or more.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may know that recently Barack Obama sang the blues with B.B. King at the White House. But you may not know he's also starring in a new musical. Here's a clip.
A fiddler with the truth. Sounds crazy, no? But you could say that in our little city of Washington, D.C., every one of us is a fiddler with the truth. Trying to take a position that makes everyone happy. Now you may ask, is it possible to answer a question without offending anyone? Well, yes and no. So it's time to say a prayer for our country. Oh, dear Lord. Wait, we don't want to offend anyone, so let's just say, oh, dear, possibly a divine architect of unknown denomination and indeterminate sex. We know there are many, many poor people. Wait, poor sounds disparaging, so we'll call them disenfranchised. We realize it's no shame to be disenfranchised, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if I just took a little bit more of some people's good fortune, spread it around a little bit? If I tax each rich man, oh, Solyndra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long I'd piddle tidy sums if I tax each wealthy man. Oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out, and then I would have so many, many fans if I tax salons where Boehner tans. I'd give free health insurance out by the millions, pay off the houses they foreclosed, electric cars without any tanks to fill. There would be new green fuels with jobs by the thousands. If we paid, no one would be opposed. If we forced Catholics to go on the pill, I'd start new programs where your cat could get food stamps. Class warfare lines would now be drawn. If the rich complain, I'll just raise our tax again. And as our stash goes up, I'd have extra money to pay for gay weddings from now on. But only if they play It's Raining Men. It's such a simple tax plan, 'cause the rate that's great for you and you and you and you and you will be in the budget I submit. Here's how I will get votes out of it. Your tax rate will now apply to Mitt. And I bet you 10,000 middle-class voters that if that happened, I'd be a re-elected man. Hello. Thank you.
Oh, Elena, I'm not sure the president used that exact terminology in the debates. That might not work too well for him, so we'll see.
Hey, just on an unrelated note, are you planning to go to New York City at all this summer?
I hadn't planned on it, but I know if I do go that I should prepare to buy multiple beverages, because apparently the big ones, at least if they have any sugar in them, are not condoned by the mayor anymore, right?
What is it, 32 ounces or 16 ounces? What can you get?
16 is the limit. The 32s makes you a hard committed felon, I think, at this point.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught with that or cocaine.
That's right.
Well, we thought we'd throw together a little bit about that just for some summer fun.
All right, here we go.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am with the New York Department of Consumer Soda Ingestion, better known as CSI New York. As you know by now, Nanny Bloomberg, excuse me, Mayor Bloomberg, is calling for a ban on all sodas which are larger than 16 ounces. The mayor is attempting to set an example by upping his consumption of more healthy beverages, so now he's saying, up yours. Now, while it is true that you will no longer be able to purchase a 32-ounce drink, you can still buy two 16-ounce drinks. This does not mean, however, that the mayor is in bed with the powerful cup manufacturing lobby. Now, a lot of people are screaming about their personal freedom. Forget about it. In New York City, you give up your right to liberty once your butt exceeds the size of the butt on the actual Statue of Liberty. On the bright side, the protests outside City Hall by some people, it's the only cardio exercise they've gotten in months. So, if you don't like our policy, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's called New Jersey. New Jersey, where Governor Chris Christie is not going to be banning big gulps anytime soon. So thank you for your cooperation. If you see any suspicious person with a large, sugary, unhealthy soda, please report them to one of New York City's finest. You can find them at the donut shop. See you later.
Oh, Elena, I don't know yet about the CSI. There is a CSI in New York, but if they switched it to just beverage police, I'm not sure it would have quite the same drama, but we could be headed in that direction.
Can you imagine that? What are you in for? I'm in for armed robbery. What are you in for? The 17-ounce soda.
It's a strange new world.
Well, stay out of jail this summer.
I will try. Since I won't be in New York, I guess that'll be okay. But I'll try to avoid the 32-ounce drinks. But, you know, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just gulp them now while they're still legal. Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
You too.
Thanks. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work on CapitolSteps.com. You can buy their stuff there as well. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.